Blog Talk Radio.
July 4, but I ain't got no time for. I'm just looking hella good in my time for. And all the women in my past, you just spend your time for. Yeah, you know the feeling when it's you, nigga. Sky's the limit, like I came up out the blue, nigga. Tupac, like all eyes is on you, nigga. Got something to prove without nothing to lose, nigga. It's the mill that I trust. I gotta kill it, I must. Nobody feel it like us. It ain't spilling like us. And when I say spill, that just mean my heart is in it. That's like the Bentley on the lot, the only car that's tenant. Looking so clean, I outcast the outcast. J, Nas, Andre, and M. I'm trying to outlast. And when my goals are high, I'm feeling like my goals could reach. And if I die, it's a mill that my soul should keep. Preach.
That's what I feel like. To look in the mirror and see God's reflection.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
You know, greatness came from chaos. Live the future through the present. High frequency.
A male soul was like the devil in his prime. Bet this clip could read your mind, but I'm an angel when I shine. My pen and pad can't even read between the lines. And if it did, the definition that you see can't be defined. A male soul worth much more than gold, than money, cars, and clothes, and pussy strings and shows. But a nigga won it all, and then some. Can't lose when the outcome was income. Niggas claiming that they won when we been won. You getting started with a meal, so been done. We been doing this, you niggas just new to this flow. Flowing so ludicrous, a meal been pursuing this. So I can never take this rap shit lightly. Just rap so tightly, I get why other cats don't like me. Cause my goals are high, my goals already hit its peak. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
All money's legal. Ambition, motivation, intelligent life.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
Find that balance. The money's the currency. The currency is the current. And the curse the melanin. It's the God.
Fire. If I'm stock chase, better get your mind right. Get your money right. The Wednesday night, you know how we do, man. Home of the indie artists. We got nothing but bangers for you, man. Tonight, calling in. Multimedia company, Hip Hop Push. They're going to be calling in, chop it up with us. You already know. Big Heston in the building. What's going on, brother?
Man, what's going on, family, man? Hey, I just need a second to pop my collar for the day, man. You know, I usually don't. Let me stop lying. You know, I'm always bragging. But today has been a hell of a day. First of all, congratulations on that beautiful interview with Sabrina. I know it's going to be fat. I can't wait to hear it. I woke up this morning, man, and woke up, I got tagged from London. They was playing, had an interview going for us. Then I got tagged for a radio station in Germany playing us. And then a big shout out from DJ Ant. Oh, of course, shout out to him for his Trend City platform. He called our movement Takeover Wednesday. So that's what we doing, man, all the way from the AM to the PM, man. And shout out to you, man, from letting me share that on this platform, Hip Hop Stock Change. Kathy's also going to be calling in. She's going to be explaining the Indie Award nominee process, which I'm going to nominate Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio for this indie platform. I got a record store I'm going to nominate. And then, of course, you know, I got to nominate Classic Soul Timeless Music. What kind of son would I be if I didn't do that? But, man, today has been a hell of a day. I can see the end of the tunnel. It's big, man. This shit is about to happen, man. And it's not about to happen for just me. It's going to happen for you and Dev. Man, I see us moving to the top, dog. For real, man. I can see it.
You already know, man. Just the network, man. You already know. You see it.
Come on, man.
Shout out to Trent City. You know what I mean? Phone line lighting up 631. You're in the building.
Hey, what's up, man? It's the Hip Hop Push, Chosen Lyric. What's going on?
Glad to have you in the building, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Yeah, let everybody know what you're doing.
Thank you for
the invite. Definitely.
Thank you for the invite. Appreciate having me.
It's all up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Hip Hop Push. Let everybody know what you're all about and your brand is all about, brother.
Really, what we doing, I actually just started the official company the other day. But really what we're doing is we're giving the independent artists opportunity to have access to a bigger platform at their pace. A lot of artists tend to feel like, everybody in the industry is kind of digging in their pocket. So I don't really go to them and ask them too much if they want their work to be pushed. But I've been getting a lot of people in my inbox because I've been out here pushing one of my mans, Rush TYG, who is a battle rapper and a drill artist and a musician. And in the process of pushing him, so many people were like, yo, can I get down on that? So from there, I just launched a business like a couple weeks ago, and that's what I got going on right now.
Nice. I like that, man. I like that. Yo, how you feel about the current state of music industry right now?
Pardon. It's music is jacked up right now because of the daggone virus right now. I mean, can't really, the touring's not really popping. And, we only got small venues and, small things unless you want to be out here. You know, everybody's sitting in the car while you on stage or something like that. But if not, outdoors. But if not, the touring's kind of hurting. It's kind of stopping acts from being broken, and it's kind of stopping some of these labels from investing the kind of money that they were investing in new acts and taking, risks on new acts unless they feel like, this person really is the one. And so it's kind of stifling, innovation a little bit, but we got to just be patient. A lot of people been trying to go digital and, use the things that they got to go digital. And that's the best we can do right now with the streaming and, the downloads and everything. But it's definitely missing with the touring. It's definitely missing with the live, with the experience. It's not the same. We're doing the best they can. Everybody's doing the best they can.
That's real, man. So give us your top five greatest MCs of all time, no order.
Top five of all time. Oh, man, let's think.
I love that question.
My list might be a little unorthodox, but let's think. Who was influential to me growing up? I'm gonna put Big Pun on that list. A lot of people might have not have, he passed with the health issue and everything. So a lot of people might not. This generation might not be as familiar, but man, I loved when Pun dropped. I loved, him getting on them horns. Maybe because my great grandfather's from Honduras, so maybe that's part of why. But Pun is definitely on there. I give Eminem credit for changing the game. People got mixed opinions on him, but I definitely give him a lot of credit. He's definitely been very influential. I'll give him that. Sometimes it was like, damn, this shit is crazy, but a lot of this stuff he did really hit. Let's see. So I got three more. You gotta put Pac on there. The versatility, the speaking for the community, and then having the ability to show so many different emotions and so many different on the one hand it's F you, and on the other hand it's we got to do better for ourselves as a community. We got to do better as a community. So there's too many, there's a lot of different faces on that. I give him a lot of credit. So that's three. So Pac, Eminem, Big Pun. Let's see. So I got two more. Let me think. All right. So I'm going to go Hov. I'm gonna go Jay-Z because I don't really think that many people really thought that. Really, even more for the business side, you know what I mean? Not as many people thought that you could enterprise hip hop in the way that it was enterprised before Jay-Z came out and kept hitting us consistently and kept growing as an artist and as a business and as a businessman. So I'm gonna throw him on there. So that's number four. And then number five, and then I'm going to go with, I ain't going to lie, I am a Drake fan, but for number five, I'm going to go Andre 3K. Because there's a lot of soul and all that storytelling and just, the way he would go in and go on. So I guess those are my five right there.
That's a strong five. That's a legendary five. I like it. That's a legendary five. You can't go on with that.
Hey, you can't argue with none of them.
That's contributions are great. There's a lot of great artists, but those five stuck out to me.
That's real, man. But as far as marketing, what are some of the best things you feel indie artists can do right now as far as marketing that really COVID has affected or shifted the way indie artists need to market themselves?
I'm not personally a big Facebook fan per se because an individual's quote-unquote friends might not be their target audience. But with Insta, with Twitter, LinkedIn, apps like that, you can actually, niche down and target your target audience. And that gives the ability to grow and also have access to get in front of the right people. I mean, Facebook is good with its groups. I'll definitely give it that. But I'm just not a huge fan of that platform. But I believe with Instagram, specifically Twitter, you have the ability to niche down, get in front of the people you want to get in front of. And then, you got access to everything. I mean, technically you got access to the blogs. You know, a lot of those hip-hop blogs have their own social media, so you have access to them. You just have access to things. The gates are not as high. The gatekeeping is not as extreme as it used to be because of the technology. Unfortunately, technology does tend to devalue things. So it might not be as smooth to, monetize depending on how you're going about it. But in the same breath, the ability to go out there and make it happen with the marketing and actually create your, little army, it's way easier and more possible than it was, say, 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
True. Can't go wrong with that, man. That's real, man. Phone lines lighting up. 603, you in the building. What's popping?
What up? It's Casey here from One Stop Shop. What's good, Big Ben?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Just building the brand, listening to, once again, entrepreneurial activities, which I totally embrace. I was catching on one thing that I forgot the guest's name that he had said in the beginning was that he had created this business during, COVID. So have I. So have others. I've noticed that it seems that we maybe use some excess income and we put it towards, creating new businesses. All these new businesses that have failed, and we've created a new one. But overall, he also seemed to take a stab at businesses like mine, but I think he would appreciate a business like mine. So an artist can focus on his craft and career. If I'm only taking 20% of everything, when I say everything, your sales, only 20% of what you hire me for. So if you want to go ahead and you want to spend some money on some marketing and I have some marketing ideas, I'm only going to charge you. So you got $100, I'm going to charge you 20% more of that. If you don't use the $100, then it goes down. Same exact thing. If I do song placements for you, it's $100 for 10 radio stations, this, that, it's just 20% of everything. If you put your merchandise in our store, plus 20%, and or we actually figured out we had an issue because we have some real high quality merch that went into our store, and it's
that's what's up.
What it is? So
you got them deals, man.
The merchandise came in all stitched, and we got Peso from Fearless Four. He's got merchandise that's just ridiculous. So there was so much merchandise that we had to figure out: do we charge 20% on all merch for a CD? Or it sounds good, maybe even a T-shirt. But high end stuff, we just decided the $5 fee per trans, which is incredible, as a young business. But we just see. So we're doing it over here at One Stop Shop Hip Hop. For me, and we just recently signed DJ. Not signed. When I say signed, we recently come into agreements with DJ Quan from the Mixtape Radio Show. Which I believe is on currently right now. Yeah.
Shout out to DJ Quan, man. That's what's up, man.
Yeah,
I know,
no doubt.
DJ Quan on Twitter and all that. Yeah, man.
Word up, man.
One Stop Hip Hop Shop. DJ Quan, shout out to DJ Quan, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Hip Hop Push in the building. Yo, we're going to play some bangers, though, and come back, chop it up, do what we do, man. It's a network. You see it or go.
Yeah. Talk about so. Niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Ayy, yeah, talking about, so, ayy, I ain't talking about it, I ain't playing, ayy, niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Ayy, everything I touch, that shit just turn all go. Ayy, all of my shit ain't going back broke. Ayy. Talking about it, I ain't playing.
I'm on a big business. Check out the vision. I might just pop off. I'm vicious. You've been horrendous. You trying to blend in. I just the college campus independent. Hit itself. I had to move out. I was there like, what's the mood now? Back at home, I had seen enough. Bunch of bridges burn. We ain't cool now. When you read a room, you gotta cool down. I've been working on a new sound since my last tape. So much time passed, I admit I ain't got much to lose now. You don't know the feeling, had a torch pass. OGs look to me for what to do now. Same ones that used to criticize, be the same ones clock my moves now. Bitch, I got the proof, I'm back with the juice. I need a contract, my content's exclusive. I don't respond to no comments in truth. All of my contacts bring contact to you. Break out the chronic, let's contact the roof. Hey, ain't no point in being all nonchalant and you got it on your chest. We'll finally get it off. I'm Kobe with the ball, yeah. The greatest one of all, yeah. 60 points for score, yeah. Can't wait to get the tour. Got so much in store, yeah. I got so much love in the DMV. I stay true to me and put facts out. But it turns out it ain't where you're from. I got these bloods when I branched out. Hey,
hey, niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Hey, everything I touch, that shit just turn all gold. Hey, all of my shit ain't going back broke. Hey, I ain't talking about it, I ain't playing now. Hey, hey. Niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Ayy, everything I touch, that shit just turn all gold. Ayy, all of my shit ain't going back broke. Ayy, I ain't talking about it, I ain't playing nah. Ayy.
Yo, this is Barry Bonds, and you tuned into the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, home of the independent artists. You know how it go. Get your mind right, get your money right. Jinko Mafia, baby.
Yeah, this remind me like my grandfather house. On the weekends, we make chicken, feed the whole family. All those guys, everybody ate. We all eat.
We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks.
Give thanks.
God is great.
Great.
God is good.
Good.
All praise to you. Thank you for our food.
Thank you.
We hold hands.
Forever.
That long money, how you sleeping better? Used to think success was a new song, till I rode in that thing with the roof gone.
Poof.
Here's a toast to the man up there, cause we up like chandelier, sipping Bel Air up in Bel Air. We done conform to this hell here. Don't be a fool, diamonds to keep us cool. Hard blocks was the tool, hard knocks was the school. Every day, if I want, I can have my favorite dish. Thank God somebody taught me how to fish. A lot of people bailed on the click. Stayed down, never switched. Put a triple double on my wrist. I'm in the zone, I can't miss. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace.
Delivered now.
Wasn't down a long time ago. The fake ones fell like dominoes. Another toast is for Uncle Joe.
2-5.
May God bless his soul. May this thing of ours never fold. Jinko Mafia, I put that on my soul. We out here making what we want.
What we want.
While we waiting out Trump,
oh, Trump.
Manifest everything that's in my presence.
Everything.
All I need is good health and investment.
Yep.
We hold hands and say the grace.
Say the grace.
Only way to give thanks.
Give thanks.
God is great.
Great.
God is good.
Good.
All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Thank you.
We hold hands and say the grace.
Say the grace.
Only way to give thanks.
Give thanks.
God is great.
Great.
God is good.
Good.
All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Thank you. Jinko Mafia.
Yes, 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 yes. Shout out to Hip Hop Stock Exchange. It's Fred the God just calling in for the love of the game, for the love of hip hop. Y'all already know what it is. Thanks for showing me love, man. Y'all stay up.
Back at it. Devil Mill. We heating up. Let's go. You see it? Ben Frank.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
This the heat up. Let's go. This the heat up if you ain't thinking that we
it's
up.
Us.
It's not me and Frank, you other rappers gotta team up. Slow up, keep up. Already on our re-up. About to put a key up and sweep up. Just made nigga, I'm telling made that's ass fitting. Assume the position and knock your head when I'm spitting. Look how I'm living. Women by the pool, champagne on ice. You only give one life, but feel like we lived it twice. I spit advice like a lesson
like
learned.
A lesson learned.
Tell me what you gained if you ain't get the
if
earn.
You ain't get the earn.
If you reach for fire, then you getting burned. Love it when it flips, then the tables turn. Ooh, the tables turn, cause my mentor is now looking up to me, nigga. Jackpot, 777 like us, luckily, nigga. Middle finger in the sky, if you fucks with me, nigga. And if I had your girl heart, I bet she stuck with me, nigga. Nothing less, like it's nothing more. Tell me who you coming for. A male been the main one, headshot, gun to y'all. That's what you mean, mugging for like gang grill. This is how the game feel, when I ain't dropping nothing. If it ain't real, you dealing with the fakers. I'm rolling with the takers. 4, 5, 6, they can't shake us. Cool G, older rappers schooled me and they know. This is how the game go. I'm learning from Jada, a homie Fabo. Cause I breathe on them, sitting in they top five. Tell me how you living, will you not lie? I'm all about my chicken like a pot pie. You looking at this money like you caca. Still eyeing me, no need to deny. Trying to dish you on existence, but mail failed to apply. I fell off, but now I'm touching the sky. And the pressure that I put, you niggas fail to apply.
It's a mill.
I got my weight up, so I'm feeling that I'm way up. I could do this in my sleep, like Stephen Curry with the layup. Look at the change up. Everybody say I change.
Uh-huh.
You live and you learn. You're not supposed to stay the same.
Nah.
So my money grown as well as I've grown. All the places I've flown. Couple things that I own. That's just a level up.
See,
I could be in hell with no water and shake the devil up. Wait until I'm hitting the stage to hold my medal up.
I promise.
Money is legal.
Fire. If I'm stock exchange ready to get your mind right, get your money right. What's popping, y'all? What's popping?
Man, just enjoying the day, fam, man. You know, music is doing good. We got a couple of people on, you know, learning the game. Man, we playing that beautiful music. How else could the day be but great?
You already know, man. You already know. We got hip hop pushing the building. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's good, man?
That's what's up. Yo, give some advice to any artists listening in. What's the best way for them to really, like, build a relationship with, you know, hip hop promotion companies and marketing companies?
I mean, we a lot of them are definitely. You know, I'm not the first one. They're definitely out here making moves. The one thing I would say for artists is to definitely be as professional as possible. Meaning, some artists don't think that websites are necessary. Some artists don't think that emails are necessary. They could do it all through the DM. But a lot of people notice, you know, a lot of not just necessarily marketing companies. I mean, you know, a lot of artists still want to be signed to the label, or they want to go indie, and you know, either way, the reality is professionalism is key. So the more you look like you invested your time, your money, and you're trying to separate and be cut of another cloth, the more those things begin to be noticed. So my best advice I would say is to make sure that you got your website, make sure that you got your email address, make sure that you have everything so that when you are approached, you're ready, you know. Don't have it seem like you got to get ready, you know. That's probably one of the best pieces of information that I would give. As far as marketers, yeah, we out here. We definitely out here. So, I mean, definitely pick the ones that you feel the best and are getting the best results from, the ones who you feel that are promoting to your target audience, the ones who you feel are consistent, the ones who you feel are, you know, growing and paying attention to the pulse of the industry. And so that's some of the advice I would give up-and-coming artists in their dealings with not only with marketing companies, but in their pursuit of either the label or the indie careers.
That's Jules, man. I like that. I like that, man. For real, for real. Where you feel the future of hip-hop marketing is headed in the next 5 years?
My honest answer to that is I think that the world is headed towards automation, and I don't think that hip-hop marketing or marketing in general is any different. I think that there's definitely going to be more applications, might even start being hardware, or there might start being devices that are kind of like tablets or kind of like computers, and, you know, they just do all of that kind of stuff, marketing and emailing and DMing and posting. I mean, I could see us going into a deeper, more automated experience, a more automated future when it comes to marketing and when it comes to some other businesses, customer relation management, sales, all of that stuff. I see us as a people going as much as we can to more and more digital, but also it could be new hardware to get that job done as well.
You know what? I want to chime in on that. I had a partner reach out to me, and he was talking about the AI experience where automation is just scroll down your list and automatically email, do everything. But you know, the downfall in that is the personal touch.
Personal touch.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not, my words is not there right, but
oh no, they
you know,
are.
The customer service, you know, the thank you and stuff. The automation is still not quite ready yet. You know, but I understand that it's coming because it has been introduced to me. I just wasn't ready for it. I guess it depends on your situation, because I'm pushing old school, you know, vintage, vinyl, record stores, and it's more personable. But I could see where that's coming, literally, because it was, you know, introduced to me where it'd do everything. So you 100 on that, fam, for real. But I just the kink was just still there, you know, because people wanna get a reply back, thank you. thank you is a big word in online. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I've been doing. I don't really know the industry far as the money, but I'm more personable because of my mom's story, you know, 41 years in the making. And she's streaming and placing in contests. It's big, man. And, you know, for me just to go back and to thank the radio stations and the music blogs and the interviewers, thank you is big. And with artificial intelligence, you do not get that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We got homeboy working on self-driving cars, so we'll see where it's going in the next... We'll see what we work in the next 5 or 10. Yeah, we got work to do. But I mean, just what you said though, we went from what the vinyls to the cassette to the CD to the now to the iPod then to the iPhone, now all these music apps. I mean, the download, the DAT TIFF. So I mean, we have evolved and continue to evolve. And like I was saying, I was telling one of my friends, I was working with Protekinect Records when they had in like 2015, 2016. So I was working with them when they had after Better Tomorrow had come out, and then Meth had dropped his project, Ghost had dropped his project, Action Bronson had dissed him that year at ESPN, so everybody was mad at Action Bronson that year, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And so point of me saying all that is to say that they sold that album to the dude who jacked up the AIDS medication, and he's in jail now, but the way that it was set up was that it wasn't supposed to be played for like 80 something years or something like that. And to me it was bugged out because I was like, how do we even know that in 80 something years we're gonna have the technology to play that album?
Yeah, you know, that's what the story is. I mean, it's more than the music. It's also, I'm living with the story because it's people that still buy vinyl. I got pictures that I post online from my mom and I in record stores. And, thankfully, you know, she started 41 years ago, and she got a vintage following, and CDs, I mean, the downloads are starting to pick up, but a few months ago, we did a poll online, vinyl CDs or downloads, man, CDs won, it was 35% to... No, 37%, 35%, and 25% vinyl. And people were showing articles about the return of vinyl. Because, you know, everything it comes back around, man. It's literally a circle. You could look in the online shopping. People are selling turntables again. You know, I never thought I'd see that, but promoting my mom's music, vinyl is coming back. And speaking of that, man, Kathy just texted me. She on the line. She wanted to go into the nomination for the Indie, and explain a little bit about that. And I think we could all learn a little something from that. Because Ben Frank, like I said, I'm going to nominate Hip Hop Stock Exchange for the Independent Radio So, Kathy?
Sounds like
How are you? Hi, how's everybody this evening? Hey, how you been?
Good. I'm enjoying the show again, learning important things here. I've taken some notes about professionalism and what Heston was saying about people wanting, you know, people love physical things. We found that out when I did my project. I was a teenage guitarist for the Clash and commercials on a few years back. And, you know, we were our own company. We did everything from creative all the way to literally taking out the envelopes and walking to the post office, sending our products, CDs, vinyl, books, artwork, all over the world. So from that, in 2016, I'm going back now between 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, 15, I fulfilled my dream of being an independent artist and, you know, made some music and had the opportunity to write my book. I was a teenage guitarist for the Clash and do artwork. And I saw how difficult it was to do everything from financing to the marketing all the way down to customer service and delivery of the creative product, and got to meet a lot of other independents. And so that year I established in 2016 the first annual Teen Clash Indies. We sought nominations for various categories like Best Indie Band, Best Indie Company, Best Indie Media. And we got nominees from all over the world. We had our first event in London. We've been doing it now. We're going into our sixth year, 2021, and we're going to have a live event in the Bay Area. And Miss Carrie Cleveland, who I've idolized really my entire life, I was introduced to her music by my father, is going to do a live set. And we're going to announce the winners of the Indie Award. This will be Valentine's Day weekend 2021. So, do you want me to talk a little bit about the Teen Clash Indies?
Yeah, how do you nominate? You know, because like I said, I want to nominate this show, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, for independent radio. So I guess we need to know how to nominate the different groups.
Absolutely, we get nominations from all over the world. We have what we call a call for nominees in December. Our Twitter account is at 2019indies. We have a website, www.iwasateenageguitarist.com. I also have a Facebook page, I Was a Teenage Guitarist for the Clash. And in December, we then say, this is how we need some nominees. We have six in every category. So for media, Heston, what you would do is we publish where you vote, where you send your nominees into. Your nominee would have to accept. So we need to know, will Hip Hop Radio accept being nominated for Indie Media of the Year?
You accept, huh, Ben Frank? You accept, right?
Yeah, you know it.
It looks like we got our first nominee for the 2021 ballot, Heston. Congratulations. You know, we get people all over the world sending in to our email address, info@iwasateenageguitarist.com. They'll write in. They'll say, my favorite band in the world is Jamtanko. That's who won last year. They're out of Japan. My favorite guitarist is Kaylee from Tough on Fridays, if she's in Texas. So once we have, we'll publicize the ballot on the website, on Twitter, and on Facebook, and once we have the six nominees who have accepted, we close out that category. So now we have five more that we need for media. Once we get media bloggers, radio stations, independent TV stations have been nominated in the past, we close it out. Then in January, we have the voting, and we will put our instructions on the website and Twitter, Facebook, have people vote. We then calculate that everything's old school. We do everything old school. That's how we roll. And then every February 14th over the Valentine's Day holiday, we announce the winners. But what we say is everybody is a winner because everyone's independent. And it's a lot of fun. We tie in Twitter Fest, where we'll all be on Twitter and everybody will be tweeting at the same time. The hashtag is 2021indies. We usually will do something live either on our YouTube channel or on the website. to promote the events a little bit so people from around the world can listen in and watch. And it's a lot of fun, and I think it's important to celebrate independent artists because it's so difficult. I know because I did it, how hard it is. And we want to, you know, celebrate, recognize, help them promote themselves. And then, as I said, February 13th, 14th, we're going to have an event out in the Bay Area. Miss Carrie's going to do a set, and we're going to announce the Indie Awards. My son Joseph, who's an independent filmmaker, and Elijah, who's the second son to me, are going to be flying out from Florida to attend. So it's going to be, you know, a big celebration of independent music and art and culture.
I like that.
Yeah, you know,
I noticed,
since I've been on Twitter and kind of involved, I'm noticing how big it's getting. I mean, it's snowballing. So I'm looking forward to it.
You know, Heston, we had to, and I know we've talked, we had to kind of, you know, tone things down for 2020 because of the pandemic. We couldn't have a live event. We did, you know, try to do the best that we could, and we announced the Indie winners on YouTube. And great, great candidates, a lot of fun. But we want to come back big next year. I think that the Bay Area is just a great hub historically for independent artists. And, you know, and we want to be able to promote them and to celebrate them. And their names get around, they get a following, people start listening to their music, they support them, they go to their concerts, they buy their merch. You know, we keep saying you gotta support the independent artists, and this is where you can purchase their product from. You know, don't copy it, give it to them. They need the money. You know, it's not cheap to put out a product, and I'm a big proponent that we have to financially support our indies. We did it when we did our project. I was a teenage guitarist for The Clash in Commercial Zone 2014. I did it with my former partner, was a member of The Clash when it was a band out of England in the 1970s. And the book that I wrote told about London in 1975-76, when you had this immense independent presence where people could do things, could make music and have a career. And we self-financed everything. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow. So
yeah.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange is nominated. I'll send that nomination in to info at I Was a Teenage Guitarist. So I got you, man.
Nice. And again, if everyone could follow us on Twitter, it's at 2019 Indies, INDIES. Our website, we're going to be publicizing the indies. We've already started to a little bit, www.iwasateenageguitarist.com. And we want everybody involved. All genres are invited. We have people in the rock category, country, hip-hop, rap, punk, everything, as long as you're independent. What I don't want is I don't want corporate people. We've tried to have a couple of corporate people sneak in because they like the street credibility and the panache that you get from being an independent winner. But it's all, you've got to be independent or DIY in order to qualify. And I think Hip Hop Radio is a perfect candidate.
You already know. That's what's up, man. I like that. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We're going to be nominated.
I got you.
We're
going
to win. Oh, man, that's what's up.
Congratulations.
I like that. Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's all love. It's all love. We got a good panel tonight. That's what's up. Hip hop push in the building. We're going to play some indie music, come back, chop it up. This is what we do. Let's get it.
Staring at these headlights. Well, I'm riding around in my city, it's euphoric like. I might write something pretty, she no good for me though. Roll down my windows, I can see through the smoke. Lean into me closer, I could eat you for dinner. She stay out in the winter, she's not. No, she's not a beginner, oh please turn me into a sinner. See, I'm caught on this new chick, but she don't even care. Sends emoji kisses and pictures in the mail. Girl, you bad as fuck. Girl, you bad as fuck. It's
See, I got this new chick, her body thick as hell. She like when I talk dirty and when I'm full of hell. Girl, you bad as fuck. Girl, you bad as fuck.
So there's no comparison, no, here's why. She's in the class all by herself, nearby, no one else but me. She's down to ride, yeah, pun intended, motherfucking right.
Her freaky size, out this world, and that's for when she gets on top. She loves the shit.
So it's safe to say I never treat her like the average bitch. Real talk, not just sex, thus this bond is unbreakable. So for sure, you know what them hoes are finna go pull. Fucking rumors as they feel that you kill those like real fast. That's loyalty in its purest form, respect for her is what I do have. Believe that, when the smoke clears, it's just us in a major way. Then it's right back to this rough life, what is that? It's like 50 Shades of Grey. Add that to a mean walk, and you'll see just why I've been caught with her out in Brooklyn, just to lace her with the life that she'll want. And she has my heart, not to tear it apart, just to know I'm near to her when I say this shit from far away. Truth is that woman's nothing, I ain't leaving you. There's no fucking reason to.
See, I'm caught on this new chick, but she don't even care. There's emoji kisses and pictures in the mail. Girl, you bad as fuck. You bad as fuck. You see, I got this new chick, the body thick as hell. She like when I talk dirty and when I pull her hair. Girl, you bad as fuck. Girl, you bad as fuck.
After hearing some shit like that, she'll start biting her lip. You ain't even gotta say shit, still you gotta like, oh my god.
See, I'm caught on this new chick.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? It's the Enemy, and you're tuned in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, home of the indie artists. They put it down for real. They stay supporting that real hip hop. Catch them every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Peace.
The rest, I told her to lie on. Beat to the left, to the left, yes, but don't leave. Blood rushing, I'm thick. Hey, what's up, chewing that pig? I'ma fuck with you that long way. My song play on repeat. I'm locked in with you all day. Finna cuff you in that kick. Ball playing that lingerie. I'm like Marvin Gaye, what you meet? Sex healing, we catch feeling. She told me just go deep. So I drew breeze through. We do what we do. She told me though she don't trust many, I do believe you. She on my chest plan and I see the way that you move. So for you queen, I might do things I don't usually do. Truthfully, I think you and me could be who they see when they set goals. Fit beautifully in my arms, I'ma never let go. Gripping your wrist, kissing your neck, checking your pulse. All through your body, I be like fluid, switching the flow. Switching positions, I'm wishing you, pushing you, shushing you, telling you yo. But you never listen, I kiss you to get your attention, I'm whispering low. Whose is it? Who do you feel it? Some shit that I already know. We fucked the bed up, the pillows, your head up, the cushion, now we on the floor. Laying low with my J-Lo. She call me daddy, I'm shot. I shot the club up, I think I'm in love and I'm digging up in it like mine. All mine, all mine. Love is blind, but I'm fine. Yo, love was a crime, fuck the judge, give me my time. Heart on my sleeve, and she need a shoulder to cry on. Beat in my chest, she needed to rest. I told her to lie on. Beat to the left, yes, but don't leave. Blood rushing, I'm thick. Hey, what's up, chewing that pig? I'ma fuck with you that long way. My song play on repeat. I'm locked in with you all day. Finna cuff you in that kick. Ball playing that lingerie. I'm like Marvin Gaye, what you mean? Sex healing, we catch feeling. She told me just go deep. Heart on my sleeve, and I don't need to duck nor creep. I don't give a fuck who see. I be pulling up, where you be? Beep, beep, do you like my Jeep? When I turn that key, I'ma turn that heat up. Not enough space in the front. If you want, we can jump in the back, let the seat up. That's my song and we tee up. I'm gift wrapped in my tree up. That thing fat, I had to feed her. And that's no cap, had to put my knee up. Beat her not quite like Ike, but I did turn it like Tina. My toes curl, you go girl. Damn, all that hair like Gina. I'm dreaming of you like Selena. You're not Latina, but I'ma say Mira. Tu corazón, and I wrote a song. I'm Carlos, and you my Maria. I need a re-up. Your love like drugs. All through my veins, straight to my brain, and I caught that buzz. Heart on my sleeve. And she need a shoulder to cry on. Beat in my chest. She needed to rest. I told her to lie on. Beat to the left. To the left, yes, but don't leave. Blood rushing, I'm dick. What's up, chewing that pig? I'ma fuck with you that long way. My song play on repeat. I'm locked in with you all day. Finna cuff you in that kick. Four playing that lingerie. I'm like Marvin Gaye, what you mean? Set ceiling, we catch feeling. She told me just go deep.
Times and bad times, I cop work, she bag dimes. Cop a purse like last time, fill it up like cash five. Like that wine and dine, you so divine. You occupied them other guys, better wait in line. Yeah, let's drink about it, don't think about it. Better keep it 100, better keep it 1,000. I take you high just to keep you grounded. And she got her own, she don't need allowance. Yeah. Now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play. Now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play.
It's nothing new, cause I still got love for you. I stuck with you after what you put me through. But I still put up with you, yeah, yeah. Cause I still got love for you. Swear I still got love for you, yeah. It's nothing new, cause
I still got love for you. I fuck with you after what you put me through. But I still got love with you, yeah, yeah. Cause I still got love for you. Swear I still got love for you, yeah, yeah. Don't trip about that small stuff. I'm the one you call up. Crawl up, beat walls up. You drip down, you dawed up. That make a bag by Ulta. Top shelf, you bossed up. You got wealth, you lost up. Yeah. We making moves, the Jamaican cruise. If you take a shot, then I'm taking two. I'm in my bag, so I pay my dues. And I break your back, cause I break the rules. Yeah, now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play. Now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play.
It's nothing new, cause I still got love for you. I stuck with you after what you put me through. But I still put up with you, yeah, yeah. Cause I still got love for you. Swear I still got love for you, yeah. It's nothing new, cause I still got love for you. I stuck with you after what you put me through. But I still put up with you, yeah, yeah. Cause I still got love for you. Swear I still got love for you, yeah.
Fire, 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 fire. It's all stock exchange. Better get your mind right, get your money right. What's popping, y'all? What's popping?
Man, that was real informative, man. That was nice. So
that last song, that last chorus when she was like, I stuck with you after what you put me through. Yeah, I'm open. I'm still dancing.
What's going on, family? What's going on?
Yo, give it your hip hop push. Get everybody your contacts and the website and everything so they can check out the brand.
For the moment, because I'm in the middle of creating all that, but for the moment, the Instagram and the Twitter is the hip hop push, but you got to put the in the beginning. Because on your on the Blog Talk Radio site, it just says Hip Hop Push. It doesn't say The Hip Hop Push. So it's not going to take him to the right.
I already got you.
But the Blog Talk Radio site, on the site itself, it doesn't say The.
I got you. I retweeted and got you. I'm looking at you right now.
Good.
That's right. It's the network, man. It's the network. So what's the future hold for you and your brand?
Future for me and my brand, right now, it's gonna be, I'm gonna be selling posts, stories, reels, all that stuff on Instagram and stuff like that. But I'm also gonna be offering content creation. So if people want me to, like, download stuff or chop up their YouTube video or stuff like that, and then we're going to see. I'm going to see, because I know that I could network with some blogs or you know, magazines or whatever. I'm not sure if I want to go that route, because I don't know if I want to put my professional credibility based on what somebody else has to do versus me just going on Instagram and handling it myself. So I got to see if that's the pivot, if I really want to go full rap PR. I'm not sure I want to go full rap PR. If not, I'm just going to keep offering social media marketing, account running. I actually run accounts and content creation. Those are the three things I'm going to be offering. And yeah, for now, you know, for now, hit me on Instagram or thehiphoppush@gmail.com for the time being. And then, you know, the website and all that other stuff will be coming soon.
Just followed you, fam. Just followed you.
I heard. That's real, man. It's the network, man. Definitely appreciate you coming on the show. Dropped a lot of jewels tonight. You know what I mean?
Thank you for the invite. I appreciate being invited.
Yeah,
100,
yeah.
Family, man. Nice meeting you, dog, for real.
You too. Take care.
All right. Well, that's what's up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Shout out to Hip Hop Push rocking with us. Yeah, Casey in the building, too. What's going on,
what
Casey?
What up? No, man, it's just a man, man, right there. You know, dude, he got a lot of good angles, you know, but I would advise him when it comes to cross-pollinating your brand with magazines, you know, do your research on them. They could actually help elevate you to another level. It all depends on what your overall business plan is at the end. And I also need to tell him that he said, you know, the .com's coming, this and that's coming, but the name's up. This is actually how me and Tremaine met years ago. Now, Tremaine was recently giving me the same advice from BCR down in Louisiana. We met on your show with me giving him the advice that I could just be listening on here and I could just go trademark your shit, turn around, contact you, and sell your own shit back if you got big. So what I recently came across in the last 14 days was a lot of pressure. We had to contact a lawyer since we last talked to you. We filed the business as official business, LLC, within the state. But we still have issues. People do not like to see somebody else rise. That is fact. And always, so if I had to redo the last 14 days over, here's what I would do. I keep everything under the skirt, under the table, right? Until I had legalities locked in place before I showed an image or a logo or a concept. So that's it, man. I mean, outside of that, I'm still going hard. Like I said, we're closing accounts. When I say accounts, you know, we're closing affiliates every single day. Who's not going to want to be affiliated with a place that's not going to knock anybody over the head? Like, and even the last guest was talking about how he, you know, doesn't want to go ahead and, you know, bring it into, you know, to call basically being a high cost for people. And that's exactly what, again, one-stop shop hip hop's all about, is about bringing small budgets and giving nice results.
That's
so,
what's up, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
One-stop hip hop shop. We got Future Guru in the building, 908. on the line.
What's going on, family?
Yo.
I'm moving and grooving, man. I had a big project today, man. I had to strip and wax some floors, man, and try to get this bag, man. You know, so everybody out here, you know that real money. I ain't leaving no money on the table, man. I'm out here wiggling, man. And I've got to check in with the homies and see what's good. You know what's going on.
Hey, you miss Kathy, man. She was looking forward to speaking to you.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm glad she called in, man. That's what's up, man. I'm here grinding it out, man. You know? Everything.
Hey.
My birthday in a couple of days, man, so I'm getting ready.
Yes, sir.
My birthday Saturday, man, and I'm getting ready to turn up. So I'm getting everything out the way, man. You know, it's going to be a little family thing, man.
I'm going to wish you a happy birthday right now. And, of course, I'm going to call you personally Saturday and wish it to you again.
Oh, man, that's a blessing, man. I'm out here, man, happy and blessed, man. You know, everything looking good right now, man. You know, giving a shout-out
hey,
to everybody
man.
That's listening to them.
A quote from Devin Mayo, man, all money legal, dog, so make it.
Hold up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting it. I got a Florida dude, comedian.
Yeah,
that represents.
The phone line
He's
light
trying,
up.
Trying to get
yeah,
through.
The phone line. 904, you're on the air. 904, you're on the line. 904. Yo. 904. It's all good. It's all good. Main thing, just call right back. That's what it is, man. Crew in the building. Hip Hop Stock Exchange
yes,
Radio.
Sir.
Casey Heston. Hip Hop Push. We're going to play some bangers. Come right back. Chop it up. This is what we do, man. This is nothing but indie heat. Let's go.
I'm in my 2-4-B-8, girl, I'm on the way. Creeping down 85, down to your waist. Small pride, promise, baby, girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway. I'm in my 2-4-B-8, yeah, I'm on the way. Creeping down 85, down to your waist. Small pride, promise, baby, girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway. I've been with you for a year, but I still get butterflies when you come near. You my Bonnie and I'm your Clyde. We together till the end of time. I've been chasing you for a year, and now that I got you in my kudo, now you'll feel laid back. Hey, let's get away, let's get a room on the other side of town. Hey, baby, I've been thinking of you. I've been thinking of what I really wanna do to you. In it from the back, that's what you like. I know this bitch, her name is Tierra, her pussy tight. No loose screws, her body alright, and that is true. Her favorite drink is a margarita. When we fucking, yeah, I like to call her ass Mamacita. Sliding in your DM, baby girl, I wanna see you in the PM. Ayy, if I'm lucky enough, I might get some breakfast in the AM with you, DM. I'm in my 2-4-B-8, girl, I'm
What's poppin'? It's Lame the Dream from Oakland, California. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, home of the indie artists.
Yeah.
waste a little time. Riding through the east where it's full of guns and crime. And nigga play at me and get bust like a lime. Niggas say they really real, but really real part time. My bitch keep nagging, think I'm about to cut her off. Man, these hoes a dime a dozen, I don't take it as lost. Both these niggas perpetrating, they be acting hella soft. I'm just saying they fabricate, I'm torn from a different cloth. They watching like a hawk, I ain't making no mistake. They don't wanna see me ball, they wanna see my ankle break. I'ma keep burning cookies, y'all can keep smoking safe. I'ma keep counting hundreds, y'all can keep your hands safe. Feeling good, feeling great, I ain't even really stressing. Got some weed, got some money, shit, it feel like I'm in heaven. Been thinking about some shit, but it ain't never too depressing. I can teach you how to get it, baby, pay me for the love. I've been thinking lately, hey, niggas that be hating. Call my bitch and tell her I ain't even home. I've been thinking lately, hey, I ain't really trying to chill. I'm just trying to get a meal. I've been thinking lately, yeah, I've been thinking lately, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been thinking lately, I ain't even coming home. I've been thinking lately, I ain't picking up the phone. Bitches keep on texting me, is there something wrong? Now I let a nigga breathe, hit me later on. I know you can relate when you need a little space. Niggas say I make the funny, but I'm smoking to the face. Hella moves I gotta make, getting high by the lake. Wanna stand up in my way, then as long as I gotta break. I'm just trying to get it, baby, I ain't trying to chill. A lot of niggas hating, so I gotta keep it still. A lot of bitches choosing, so I gotta play the field. Stuck and steady faking, so I gotta keep it real. Yeah, niggas mad, I ain't getting that. Yeah, hella bands, I be getting that. Yeah, you niggas with that little chit chat. Yeah, you niggas lying, fuck around. Well, I've been thinking lately, hey, yeah, these niggas that be hating, so I'm riding with the chrome. I've been thinking lately, hey, yeah, I'm about to call my bitch and tell her I ain't coming home. I've been thinking lately, hey, I ain't really trying to chill, I'm just trying to get a meal. I've been thinking lately, hey, I've been thinking lately,
crazy, know I did you wrong, but it is what it was, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. And the way you felt shit, you don't feel right now. It's that calm shit, pulling on your hair with your arm shit. Feeling like beast on some wing the alarm shit. When my phone steady ringing, line always pinging, women that I'm bringing. In and out the picture when I'm supposed to be your nigga. When I'm faded off the liquor of the women in my Mr. Buck.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now.
I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
Oh, baby.
You got
best of me, you earned the rest of me. I underestimated everything that we could be. Damn it, we made it, with no hesitation. I had to make you mine, cause my baby's the greatest. We've been through it all, baby. You risked it all for me. Baby, now I owe you everything and more. And I'ma give you everything you deserve. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now. Baby, realize. I'm a better man right now, baby, realize. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize? Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize.
Fire, 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 fire. Buy it. I'm trying to change that. Get your mind right. Get some money right. Get your network right here. Yeah. Phone lines lighting up. 904. You're in the building. 904.
What's good?
904. Who is it? We down the line.
Comedian Uncle Catfish.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, Uncle Catfish in the building. Yo, where you get the name Uncle Catfish from, man? Like, we.
My original name was just Comedian Catfish, and I want to switch it up a little bit. Just have a family name. Why not call myself Uncle Catfish? I want to do a family name because I'm all about the family comedy stuff.
That's what's up.
I like that, man. I like that.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Uncle Catfish, where are you from?
Jacksonville, Florida. Duval.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, give us your top five greatest comedians of all time. No order. Your favorite.
Top five?
Me.
You want the top?
Me.
Besides myself? Besides myself?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go Chico Beans. I'm going Chico Beans. DC Young Fly. And I'm gonna go. What's the other boy I'm rolling out? Carlos Miller. Those are my top three.
You got two more.
My top
man.
Three.
Two more.
All right. Cat Williams.
You got two more. Yeah, you got
Cat Williams.
Eddie Murphy.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, there's another funny cat out here called Desi. I think his name is Desi Banks. Desi is funny too, man. I've been seeing a lot of his.
Yeah, he's funny.
A funny guy.
Real talk.
Yeah, I like Desi, man. He's one of the new up and coming. I think he deserves to be like get that movie role, get that. You know, I know everybody when they start their comedy career, they gotta go their own way. That's one field that you gotta pick a lane. You gotta learn your niche when you do comedy. You gotta be everywhere.
I'm just learning that you can't depend on your friends and people. You got to go your own way. You gotta let God lead you the right way.
So we recently put one stop shopping Catfish come to some agreement. Recently, right? And we're gonna help promote his brand. See, because we don't only do hip hop needs, we do all genre needs. We specify in hip hop, but we do anything any kind of talent needs, and we'll be helping him within his budget and doing as many things as we possibly can to, you know, give him the most maximized exposure, and you know him coming on tonight, maybe get a joke or two for us. I liked your top five. I noticed that they had a lot of Bill Cosby type references to clean family comedy. You know, that's why Eddie Murphy wasn't
in
the top five.
Yeah, give us some jokes, man. Give us some jokes.
Oh, I got a joke. I got a joke. Yeah. Okay. You know we always late, right? Black folks always late. Like, for instance, my cousin, she died in June. We didn't bury her to November.
you
got another one?
Yeah, it's really hard with stand-up because it's a progressive thing. Even if you're out singing, like, someone you love, like Chris Rock, you still got to warm you up into it. You know what I mean?
Anybody. Yeah, go ahead. Keep it going.
All right. I got a few minutes with y'all. I got a few minutes. I'm at work. Yeah, now we had her rape party this year. We had a rape party last year. And my family, they got mad because I ate her ashes. Let me tell you how that went down. First of all, I was high. Secondly, her name was Parmesan cheese. So her name was on the urine. And we was having spaghetti that night. And her urn was on, grandmama said her urn on the table next to the salt and pepper. Y'all know the rest.
Oh, man. That's bad.
Yeah, it's cool.
And y'all know your boy's a security officer. I love my job. I love being a security officer. But I'm going to tell you straight up, I ain't no hero type. Anything go down, I'm walking the other way. Why? Because I'm going to be the last man to tell the story.
That's
I'm going to be on the news. Huh?
That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's my guy right there, man. That's my guy. Right?
Hey, I got to give a mad shout out to Casey. I got to give a mad shout out to Casey. Mad shout out to Hip Hop Stock. Man, Casey is real. Real dude. That's my guy right there.
That's what up. Where people can check out your stuff, man. Give everybody a link so you can check out your stuff.
All right. You can find me on YouTube under Comedian Catfish. My Facebook is my real name, Benny Hookfin. You can find me on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook.
So Catfish's last name is Hook Finn. Okay. Just so everyone caught that. Hook Finn. Benny
Finn.
Hook Finn.
Finn.
You definitely could find that. Hook Finn. I thought it was Hook Finn when it was working together. I said, wait a minute, I spelt it wrong. It's actually Hook Finn.
No
shit.
But listen, y'all, I got to get back to work, but it was nice talking to y'all,
that's
man. I'm
awesome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I'm going to call y'all back in the next couple of weeks, man. We got to do this again.
Every Wednesday night from 7 to 8:30.
Much love to all y'all, man. Much love to y'all.
All right, much love, man. Peace. Man,
peace.
Yeah. Yo, y'all want to give some shout-out?
He's a hero in many ways. I need to say it now because this man has come through more trials and tribulations in the last 6 months. I don't know if I had the right, but I don't think he'll be upset. He battled the coronavirus and won. He battled housing situations, not so much financially, but flooding, roof issues, and most recently a fire to where it was an injury to a loved one. And he actually lost a job due to discrimination because they passed around something saying, are you afraid to work with the gentleman because he once had COVID? So the poor man has been through everything and back. So when I say the poor man, he's a good man because his faith is in God and he constantly keeps going forward and his, you know, mojo is great. And I couldn't be more proud than to have everyone, I can't be more proud than to have someone with such, you know, morals and certain family ethics, you know, to be part of, you know, signing into my team. And, you know, he's been through all that. He's still there. He's still doing his thing. So, you know, word up, Uncle Cats.
Hopefully he's calling next Wednesday too, man. That's what's up. Yo, Hess, you want to get some shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout-out to Hip Hop Push. Oh, The Hip Hop Push. You, Ben Frank, everybody that's called in today. Learned a lot, man. I'm looking forward to the Indies nomination party. Shout out to Wyatt,
He did a song for my mom to learn and sing for the show. Shout out to Radioactive Radio for having me on an interview all week long. Shout out to Sabrina for doing her beautiful interview with me and my mom, and then you and Dev. And shout out to DJ Ant, man, for Twin City Radio.
For what it's worth, though, fam, you can go ahead and shoot, you know what I'm saying, any business endeavors that you have going on, I'll hit you behind the scenes. I guarantee you that you and I can both find ways to maximize reach for the both of us, so to where
we're
in conjunction together, right, so whatever, you know, so I gotta really see, because you seem like a very complex dude, like, you got more than one thing going on. So,
that's,
you know, it's the same thing. And Ben Frank, the same thing to you. Merchandise for as far as a meal, anything like that, send that to the business website, and we'll go ahead and just tell, and we'll put it in our store. Okay?
That's all I'm talking about, man.
Everybody
on Instagram. I got you on Instagram, so I'll hit you there.
Yeah. It's the network,
I don't use my
man.
IP as much as I'm supposed to. I just got my Radio Pushers page. I think I might use that as my home, but I'm not sure yet. Find my best place of location,
I got albums,
CDs,
t-shirts,
everything. That's total peach. By the way, though, Facebook has changed their algorithms there. When you set a campaign, and you decide which areas you want to target, that your money doesn't necessarily max out when you set a daily budget. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, spent $50 over 5 ads in the past 4 days. I want to give you my reach and clicks. Hold up. Damn, hurry up, Kizzy. 62,000 reach, 1,606 engagements, 1,531 clicks to YouTube. That also reached 26 page likes and 741 additional engagements, because I did two different ads. In one ad, it was for the Good People featuring Master Ace, and they were different demographics. One of the demographics they went. So far, they've spent $22.76 from the $30 I put up. And they
that's
only reached 21,000, but they reached 35,000 so far with $19. You gotta figure out where everything is. When people go to sleep on the east, I wake it up for the west. When I go to sleep, you know, for you know, Australia, Finland,
grind,
Sweden,
don't stop.
Never stop.
Grind, don't stop, man.
I can tell you my day story. I woke up at 4:15, man, was on the phone with Germany, on the phone with London,
really?
LA,
there you go.
And I'm moonlighting right now on Hip Hop Stock Exchange.
You see it, that's what I'm talking about. We gonna finish off with one more banger before we go off the air, man. So till next Wednesday,
you
already know, man.
Can I get a request for that banger, man? Can I get a request for that banger?
Yeah,
you know I've got to have some Terry Cleveland. You know I've got to have some
music.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that timeless music. We're going to finish off with that. You already know, man. Until next Wednesday.
Yes,
determination,
sir.
Perseverance.
Shout out
keep
Catfish,
the goals in front of you.
From the fear of
one
four.
Love, y'all.
Peace.
You said that I could be anything. Accomplish all my dreams like you was on my team. Can't understand why you always be taxing me. Make it so hard for me. Why ain't the law for me? After I pledge my allegiance to scars and stripes, you see me as nothing more than a stereotype. You see my people in the most negative light. We just want a fair chance in the dark in the fight. After the rallies and activist efforts, perceivable progress that looks like it's better. Throughout history, it's been no mystery. It's been so plain to see that you'll never. like 400 years was a mere misunderstanding. You don't like them dark, but you love to go tanning. Ask your plastic surgeon to make you a copy. Put braids in your hair, change the way you be talking. Wealthy plantation for us and our figures. So no matter how high, you're still just a nigger. Newsflash for all of y'all, hope someone told you. Without us, you do not have 1 ounce of culture. Everyone wants to be, but they don't want to be the most hated and the most imitated. Throughout history, it's been no mystery. It's been so plain to see that you'll never love me. Concerned about my well-being mentally, they try to jail sell me on the subtle tip without the yelling, broadcasting on the TV screen. Be a Democrat and not the other thing. Interest rates, we can't wait. Sue skin cake and handshake with the ones that wish to harm us, like cattle used to farm us. Dangling the carrot in front of our face, that's the way that they disarm us. From being all that we could ever be, that we could ever see, that we could ever dream. Got the light skins and the dark skins arguing who got the better genes. Harder than LeBron, but you don't really need to own a team. Why you wanna own your masses when we pay you enough just to sing? The most I'll be calling y'all, that's the definition of letting freedom ring. Left a voicemail, told the same deal, just like you know they'll never.
Fire.